seconds left. Burrow dials it up. Touchdown! Burrow protected, gets hit a bit. Higgins, what a catch! Wow, touchdown, Cincinnati!
Welcome to number one Bengals podcast. And we have a very special show today because we are officially releasing the Cincinnati Bengals schedule. But we don't want to do it.
Do you have the envelope? I don't have it.
John, we have John Sheeran, who... The organization runs everything by before deciding.
Sure, it's on my
desk. They started with the uniforms, yeah. But we're going to wait until 8 o'clock for that because we want to build the viewership. And then we're going to tell you what the schedule is.
Yeah.
But what we do know, John, is that week 17, we are going to be facing the Kansas City Chiefs. And there is a rumor that week one, we'll be facing the Cleveland Browns. And let me just say something, John.
Now, just to clarify, is that going to be in Burrowhead or not?
We are not bringing...
We are not using that word.
We are not... That, no, it's done.
So until after the game. Until after we win the game.
Mayor Aftab and Orlando Brown did a little bit about Kansas City. He's not going to say anything. We're done. That is
we're done. Okay.
That's a final chapter or a previous chapter.
Okay.
We're moving on. Bigger, better.
So here's what I want to say, John. I actually really like the idea of facing the Browns with week one. I actually do that on a daily basis. I get the Browns out of the way first thing in the morning.
Good for
and
you.
Then it opens me up to have a big breakfast, a lot of energy the rest of the day.
Yeah, of course. That's a cleanse. I'm surprised that you can go with your diet. That's amazing. Kudos to you.
A lot of coffee.
Yeah. And a lot of licorice. And that oils up, the softens up.
It's
the
a good point, licorice, though. Yeah, it's a great point, though, because it feels like in the past couple of years, the Bengals have kind of looked a little constipated out the gate.
Yeah.
It's not been the best, right? But it's nice to just, you wake up and like, this is something I have to do. And it's best to just get it out of the way. Because week one is essentially just a preseason game at this point. We don't know what's going to happen. But if it's against that team, anything can happen.
Anything can happen, John. And if I may, and if I could, I'll say I think you'll be able to tell right from that first game what the rest of the season is going to be like. I'll tell you why. Because we had issues against the Browns. This is a team that has struggled against the Browns. And I got to be honest, John, I don't have a great feeling.
Let me just say this, John. Look, the Bengals under Joe Burrow. So since he was drafted, they're what, 1-5 against the Browns? But
they're not that great.
Now, here's the thing. People say Joe Burrow is 1-5 against the Browns, which is inaccurate for two reasons. Number one, he didn't play in one of those games. He sat out.
Okay.
It was the final week of the season. He sat out. Number two, Joe Burrow is 5-0 against the Browns. The Bengals are 1-5. Joe Burrow was the better quarterback in every game.
It doesn't matter. He's
and therefore, he quarterback-wise, he is 5. They are 0. Every game, they had the worst quarterback, even
let
with Deshaun Watson.
Let me ask each person here on this show an honest question. I want you to answer from the little sub-cockles in your heart, okay? From the deepest, truest part of your heart, where when you look in the mirror, you see a child, that part of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson, is he talented? Is he good? Is he going to be great this coming year or not? I look into my heart and I say, yes, he is. I say he's something to worry about. I say that he is a force to be reckoned with. He is a good quarterback. He's a nasty person. You don't want to have him coming in your massage parlor. Fine.
Yeah.
But that being said, the man is talented. I've seen that guy play. They didn't just give that guy, $100 million whatever dollar contract because they're dumb.
Well, that's
250 million.
I think he's going to be good. I think great is unlikely. I just don't think he hasn't played very much. How many games has Deshaun Watson played in the last three seasons?
Exactly.
Hardly anything.
Two or three games, right, John?
Exactly. So when he starts playing more, Bridget, what do you think?
I think he's too off rhythm. I'm not worried about Deshaun
Watson. But he's had the whole offseason now.
Great. He's had the whole offseason to also like not play NFL games. I'm not worried about that.
Okay, so John, you're on. What do you think?
John.
Deshaun Watson. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
He's never going to be worth that deal unless they win a Super Bowl, but they only gave him that deal because they wanted him there, and they just overpaid, and they thought that they were setting a new trend with quarterback contracts, and that ended up not being the case. The peak Deshaun Watson on the field was a top five quarterback, which is what Hoji's referring to. I don't think we're ever going to see that again, to be honest, but he's still, I think, only like 28, which in quarterback years is like 21.
Yeah.
So he'll be effective. Whether or not he's effective right out of the gate week one remains to be seen.
Yeah.
And that's your opinion.
Well, I'll say this. The problem with the Browns hasn't been their quarterback play. It's been their dominance up front, John. And one thing we've learned.
Now, for the fans who don't
offensive
understand.
Offensive line.
Right.
Yeah. John, here's the thing. Okay. Offensive lines, I don't care how talented they are. They don't play at an elite level for more than two or three seasons most of the time. So
okay, but that's assuming they're not going to make any changes, and they haven't made any changes.
No. It just happens. I mean, to have an elite offensive line, you need so much to go right. I don't think that that's offensive line. And I don't think that with the Myles Garrett going up now against Orlando Brown, I don't think they're going to have the advantage in the trenches like they used to have, John. And I know what they're going to say about, I know, Orlando Brown, he's like, he can't react, he can't bend on that kind of a stuff. But he's big, John.
The Browns have a really good interior offensive line, and they have Myles Garrett. And everything else is schematic, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
and John,
that's
John,
basically what I said.
John, for the people at home who aren't like you and me and know a lot of words, schematic means...
They know what to do with the players that they have.
They know what to do with the players they have.
Because Bill Callahan is still the offensive line coach, and he's still really good at what he does.
He is.
I think the Bengals have an advantage against the Browns tackles. Like, the Browns probably have an advantage against the Bengals tackles. So it's pretty much... Am I in a wind tunnel? What the hell?
We are.
Yeah. It's
probably
all about
my air con.
It's the Bengals' defensive interior against the Browns' offensive interior that's given them the business. Like, it's why Nick Chubb has 8 yards of space every time he rushes the ball.
Yeah.
And until that changes, like, that's just what it is. And the only time the Bengals have beaten the Browns in recent memory, it was an ugly game. Like, it wasn't very pretty out the gate last December. Yeah. And it's time for that narrative
to change. Everything's going to change, guys. I'm telling you, it's going to change.
I hope so, but we don't really need it to change.
We do.
It is possible to get to the AFC Championships and just always lose against the Browns. But even if we play them three times.
We have some tough games. John, let's go through the schedule, okay? We know the opponents. We know the opponents.
They release our opponents early.
Like right after the end of
Okay. Are we playing the Dolphins?
No Dolphins.
Oh, thank God.
No. Yeah.
You scared of the Dolphins?
Yeah.
It's a long story.
Fierce animals.
Yeah. John.
They're very loving.
They're
intelligent. Let's go through. Okay, so we know, look, the Ravens have reloaded. They've added some receivers. They have Lamar Jackson on the
Ravens
contract.
Ravens are crap.
The AFC North, this is what it's going to be. Bengals, Browns, Ravens, Steelers.
Browns over Ravens?
Yep.
Come on.
She spoke, she said it, and it's done. And I agree.
John,
I would rank
them
exactly the same. I would rank them exactly the same, except even though the Bengals are going to be better than the Browns, I don't think the Bengals will ever be able to beat the Browns. I hope that makes sense.
John, you really think the Browns are better than the Ravens?
I don't ever want to assume that the Steelers are the worst team in the AFC North, because I don't think they will be in my lifetime. I don't see Mike Tomlin finishing last in the division.
He's right. It's always going to be the Browns.
Bridget, you want to change?
Streaks end at some point.
No, The Steelers have quietly had a decent offseason.
And let me just say something. Yeah, let me just say
And John,
something.
You want to point to some specific for the people at home who don't read sports enough and they kind of just go come on the show and wing it.
Well,
John,
let me just say something. In addition to writing about the Bengals for A to Z Sports, also writes about, you guessed it, the Steelers. So if you're wondering why John has some pro Steelers propaganda, he is paid. He's a double agent. Do that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
John is currently. I'm not supposed to say this. This goes against all the norms, but John is under an HR investigation for organizational treason.
Yep.
Well, honestly, John, I want to sue you for some kind of, you know, sexual misconduct for that shirt. The way you got the top button unbuttoned.
John, this is it's very difficult to concentrate.
I feel like that's inappropriate, John.
We are the ones with the hair.
From a distance, it almost looks like a Steelers shirt. So
this isn't OnlyFans.
When we started this show, John had maybe... Yeah,
you bet it is, young man. So John,
it is now. Yeah,
John, let me ask you a real question here, seriously. So, what are these changes that the Steelers are making that you were talking about? I know them obviously because I get paid to do this, but the fans don't. John,
they lost arguably the best defensive back in Cam Sutton, but they replaced him with Patrick Peterson, who I think is going to be good for another year. I think they drafted well. Broderick Jones is going to be a good tackle. Joey Porter is going to fit that scheme very well, and obviously he grew up in the Steelers locker room. Keanu Benton's a really good defensive tackle they drafted in the second round. Isaac Ciamalo, really good guard that they signed. They improved their offensive line, which ended up being a weakness for the past couple of years. It's weird though, because like the roster's a lot better than people give them credit for, but I don't see them being better than at most second in the division, just because you don't think Kenny Pickett's ever going to be like more than like the third best quarterback in the division. And I don't see that in year two. I just think they're going to be better than people give them credit for.
But didn't they get a quarterback in the draft?
Yeah, Kenny Pickett. Is he good though? I don't think so. Not yet.
Okay. Well, Kenny Pickett, John, he's like an Andy Dalton type quarterback, well, which is exactly what we want. Exactly what we want for the Steelers. Someone just to keep them from drafting a quarterback early.
No, honest question. Honest question. Sub cockles of your heart, Daddy-o. Yeah. If our boy Dalton had been on the Steelers, wouldn't he have been more successful than if he had been on the Bengals? Be honest with yourself. You know he would have. No. Yeah, he would have. Because the Steelers know how to coach around. The Steelers know how to coach around.
I agree with
Herjee.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't have had AJ Green. AJ Green is what made Andy Dalton.
Let's
move on.
Andy Dalton was an accurate
quarterback. Antonio Brown's a different kind of receiver, John. Antonio Brown was very good fit with Roethlisberger. He runs around. He's good for the backyard football. Andy Dalton, he just fires right away, right? And he had a guy with AJ Green with the huge catch radius Look, John, let us move on. Talked about the AFC North. Yeah. We didn't even talk about the Steelers. Too much, but we don't have to.
We did.
Let's talk about the other opponents.
We talked about them a lot.
Right.
He's taking these pills, guys. I won't talk about what it's for, but I'll tell you, it's to thicken his mustache hairs, and it causes memory loss.
I can't be on the show with my mustache looking like, you know, some sort
How it does now?
Yeah.
No, he's clearly taking too many pills.
Look, John, let us talk about our other opponents. We have, the Chiefs week 17. They, obviously, people are thinking the Chiefs are ascending, right? Because they traded Tyreek Hill, and
ascending,
they won the Super Bowl, and they added a lot of draft capital. They're adding a lot of guys, and they're going to rework Mahomes' contract. And really, they have found a way to be, you know, to really not have to sacrifice much to be in contention every single year. But the reality is, they beat us in the AFC Championship game because of the interior pass rush. And we are probably going to have Jonah Williams there on the right side now.
Yikes.
And we're probably going to have our, you know, interior offensive lineman back for that week 17. So if you look at it, John, they don't have that one weakness on our line. They don't have that one weakness anymore to attack us with.
Right now, you don't know how the rest of the season is going to go.
17 weeks is a long time, Daddy. A lot of people can get hurt.
Yeah.
God knows.
I know we can do it like this, but at the end of the day, it's ultimately just Burrow versus Mahomes, because both those guys, we know they're known commodities, and we know Mahomes is always going to show up, but we know that Lou Anarumo has always put up a good game plan against him. So I don't foresee easy that win. Like ever, like it's always going to be a 3-point game. You know what I mean? It's either going to be a Chiefs win or a Bengals win at the gun. No.
Let's talk about the Bills.
If I may, with the Chiefs and the Bengals, I just want to kind of take what John said and expand on it just a little bit.
Please.
It is psychological warfare at its finest, and it is a game between two quarterbacks. And we've always had the Chiefs number. I mean, you talk about those 3-point wins. We've won more often than lost them. And so I think that, you know, really we are in that man's brain, Mahomes. He has nightmares about Joe Burrow and the Bengals. And so I have good feeling about 17.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Bills real quick. And what I want to say, John, is that, look, the Bills, they had some controversy at the end of their playoff loss, right?
What was the controversy?
Well, the receiver was yelling at the quarterback. The quarterback was in some sort of a scandal with some...
What was the scandal?
Can we say it on the show, John?
Yeah. Was it sexual?
Yes.
And so you should say in detail.
John, can you please say the scandal?
John, cover your ears.
Well, anyways, he was in a scandal. Let's just leave it.
Well, if I don't know what the scandal is, I can't do the show.
Just assume the worst. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was very bad. Yes.
Whoa.
The worst. Yeah. Wow. And so here's the thing. They kind of fell apart mentally. Okay. And last year was their year, right? They added Von Miller. Von Miller was still only, 33, 34. Now he's going to be rehabbing. He's going to be almost 35. And, you know, they added the tight end. But, I mean, John, really, last year was their year where they were the most talented team in the league. What do you think they're going to look like coming into this year?
I don't know. They're the Bills. It's Josh Allen. He's good. Like,
he's great.
I don't have a lot of takes on the Bills. I think they're just consistently good now. Good like team. As long as Allen's there, Stephon Diggs is there. I think the defense is fine.
Yeah. And I will say the Bengals didn't just beat them; they walloped them. And that tells me that I as good as the Bills were, well, and the, probably
they're not going to face them in the snow again. I don't think.
Yeah, so. You got to remember the Bills game. Like field conditions were not normal.
So Bridget and John, what you're trying to tell me is that them playing at home in the snow was a benefit to us?
I think so.
Interesting.
I don't think it's really a benefit.
Extrapolate. Tell me more. How so?
To anyone. I think those are just awkward. That's
Are we better at the sliding kind of football? And they're...
No, the snow helped the Bengals offensive line that wasn't used to playing with each other. They like the Bills didn't have the best run defense in general. And when you just catch a team at that point and you just run it down their throats, like it's definitely advantageous towards the offense, whereas the Bengals defense had the interior to just nullify any type of run game that the Bills wanted. They just wanted to throw the ball a ton because that's what their offense was. So I think it benefited the Bengals based off of just who they were at the time and where the weaknesses for the Bills were.
Exactly.
So we got to hope for it to snow. We got to hope for it to snow.
No, look, we were killing them at home before... I don't want to get into it.
Well, killing them might not be the best choice of words.
Then. Right, that's true.
Yeah.
But
we were murdering them. How about
we
that?
We were. I feel like.
Much better.
I don't want to be insensitive.
Yeah.
But yeah, they went into cardiac arrest when they saw us on the field.
Oh,
but look,
God.
But here's the thing.
Proceeds to be as insensitive as possible.
Oh, that's bad.
They were shocked. They said, do you remember? They said the whole the environment at the jungle was
Moving
so crazy
on.
And was rowdy. They were very impressed.
So the next opponent, who else we've got? We're playing the Rams. Who beat us in the Super Bowl proceeded to have
scam
the
artists.
Worst.
They should call them the scams. They should call them the scams. Who are
season.
The Rams? The Rams suck. And they sucked when we beat them. I hate the Rams. The scams.
Right.
I like that. The scams indeed. Yeah. I think everybody checked out. They just wanted to win a Super Bowl and then they checked out. So,
you know, Bridget, you should come to LA and drive around the 405, the 10, all of our greatest highways. And look at people's cars and see all the Lakers, you know, you know, paraphernalia and all that. You don't see anybody celebrating the Rams. It's a scam.
But here's let's talk about the team. So the team, the Rams, they were barely, like, they were right. That team was just about to crack. It was clear, John, that that team was built for that year and that year only, yeah. Right? And then right after that, they fell apart.
And we almost
predictably, yeah,
yeah.
Not really worried about the Rams. That's going to be unfair. It's going to be on Monday night, and the Bengals are probably going to beat them up. But we have some other teams in the NFC West, John. We have the Seattle Seahawks, who
Are they made the playoffs. In the NFL? Wow.
Yeah. And they had a very nice year, and they got stronger. They added a very good receiver, right? And, I mean,
do they have a very good coach? Pete Carroll is
yeah,
a good
Pete
coach,
Carroll, yeah. Excellent yeah. coach.
I like him.
So they could be
I like
a good
the way
team.
He's dumb.
Me too. I like his hair.
Very vigorous.
Yeah, yeah I think a coach yeah. with good hair, like Jimmy Johnson, Pete Carroll, that's a good coach.
The thing is, Pete Carroll is what, John? Almost 80 years old, but... It's his attitude. He chews gum like a 15-year-old, and it keeps him young. It's fascinating.
Yeah, good jawline.
Very good jawline, yeah.
I just, shout out to Zach Taylor's hair. I feel like Zach Taylor's hair has, as we've gotten better, so has his hair.
You know what it is? Zach Taylor's hair is like a great Supercuts haircut.
But it's better, John, when you look at when
it
he
is
first
a Supercuts
joined.
Haircut.
It's Supercuts, but it's the good Supercuts.
It's better than
it's
four
when
Supercuts years
goes
ago.
Right. It's the Supercuts
I'll be honest
they put
with
on
you.
The wall at
Supercuts. Supercuts nowadays, it used to be like $7 or $8. Supercuts now on a coach's salary in Cincinnati.
$18 plus.
I feel, I mean, the fact that he doesn't cut his own hair, I mean, I don't know what he does if he has a second job, but I hope,
I think Zach Taylor makes more than $1 million a year, right?
That's impossible.
I'm
John,
Google it. Let me get my team on this because I feel like
no, it's not. They never show any transparency on coaches' contracts.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, yeah. The Zach Taylor, you're wondering,
it's not part of the cap, a coach's contract?
No.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay, so John.
John,
I'm just looking at. I'm figuring out who we're playing this year by looking at the comments in for our show, and
they got five primetime games this year, including the Rams. Other games include the Bills, which we talked about. That's a Sunday night game at home. They play the Ravens at Baltimore on Thursday night.
Has the schedule been released?
Sorry, I peeked into the envelope early. They play the Steelers at Sunday night. At Pittsburgh again. So this is back-to-back years. They have multiple division games on the road in primetime, and they host no division games in primetime at home, which is kind of BS to me. But they still have five primetime games scheduled right now, and that can be flexed out.
John. The Jets. Do we play the Jets?
They do not.
Mm-mm.
I want to play the Jets. I am so excited
to
see
Aaron Rodgers. We can play them in the playoffs.
I want to see Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, they won't make it that far.
You don't think so, John? I think Aaron Rodgers is
maybe as a wild card.
John,
maybe.
weren't they a great team other than quarterback last year?
They have a great defense. Now they have the 18th best quarterback instead of the 20th best quarterback.
John.
Aaron Rodgers is not good, and I'll say it again.
John.
He's not good.
I will stand behind John on that 100%.
John,
Aaron Rodgers
feel like John, I can't, John,
good.
I kind of feel hurt because I kind of feel like you think we old people
he
can't
doesn't care anymore.
He didn't care on the Packers. That's my whole point. He didn't care on the Packers.
He really doesn't care anymore.
Let me ask you something. Hold on, John. Let me ask you something. If you walk around Wisconsin wearing a t-shirt and some army, sweatpants. No one's gonna say anything. If you go in New York and you're not fashionable and you don't take care of yourself, people are gonna notice.
Why are you looking like that?
Yeah, I've been to New York. I have had many people spit on me in New York.
Yes, of
and,
course.
And honestly,
I spit
they
on
were,
you in New York.
Yeah, well, and then he says, and then he just says. His excuse is, it's New York. What's he going to do?
New York.
But that's
when in Rome.
Exactly. So the point is this, John. When you are in New York, you will care. It's just natural that you will care.
Listen, John. You got to understand. The thing that people never understood about Aaron Rodgers is that he's a Bay Area kid. He's from San Francisco area. Okay? Meaning that to him, Wisconsin, he won't say it, but was a flyover state.
Yes.
So he did not care what people thought about him there. He was a hero, and that was enough.
Exactly.
But now he's in New York.
Now
he's going around. People
to
are
play
commenting.
1 year. To play 1 year.
New Yorkers are not shy.
No. I think
I promise you that he will play 1 year.
Why?
I They're promise not you.
Want him
Why? What if What if they give him
John
another 45 million?
Promises, so he's probably right.
Doesn't matter. He went into a cave contemplating if he wants to make 50 million. Yeah. He's going to have 1 year in New York, and he's going to be mediocre. And he's gonna
okay. Let's say he gets to the AFC Championship game in New York, and they give him another an extension. Whoa! We just got $2.
Wow! John, thank you, Rowdy. Wow. Every point.
Okay, hold on, guys, hold on. Stop the conversation and let's figure out whatever the people who pay us want us to talk about. Receiving yards predictions for Jamar and T. Okay, the rest of the show is going to be about predicting the stat lines. John, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins. What are
Wait,
they?
So can before we get into this, can you help me understand what did Jamar Chase get
oh,
last
schedule's
year?
Out. Gotta leave. Bye.
Well, John, where do we find the schedule? Oh, no.
Wait, John, the schedule. John, not
it's going to be on... Well, it's not on the Bengals website yet.
Well, I didn't. So I think we
oh,
can
here
do
we go.
Our,
here we
okay,
go.
So we can do our scheduled release now that the team has done it. Okay, go ahead. Let's tell
so
them what the schedule is.
Yeah. So our preseason games, week one, we are home against right. the Packers. Week two, preseason in Atlanta. Week three, at the Commanders. Week one is at the Cleveland Browns. So that is Sunday.
They're
September
taking the
10th.
Browns early. Yeah, getting the Browns out of the way. Yeah,
and that's what I like. Get Cleveland out of the way. It's going to be like decent weather. Week two is the Baltimore Ravens at home. So yeah. that is September 17th. Week yeah. three. Ooh, this is nice. I'm in California the week of the Monday night game against the Los Angeles Rams. So September 25th, Monday night game, Super Bowl rematch. We are superior. Week four, that's a Sunday 1 p.m. game in Tennessee. Week five, we will be in Arizona, Sunday October 8th, 4:05 game.
Getting familiar with the area for the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Nope, the Super Bowl's in Las Vegas.
Oh, that was last year.
That's yeah, nice. That's where we needed to be. So week six will be home. That is October 15th, 1 p.m. against the Seahawks.
Easy win.
We will go to San Francisco for week eight, October 29th. We'll play Hard them win. On a 4:25 game. Week nine, a little midseason action against the Buffalo Bills at home. That is a Sunday night game.
You think we can get that?
Week 10, we'll be playing the not very scary Houston Texans. So November 12th will be a 1 p.m. guaranteed win.
Thanksgiving treat.
Week 11, we've got November 16th, 8:15 p.m. game against the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. Week 12, we'll come back home for another divisional game, Pittsburgh Steelers, 1 p.m. That is the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend, I think November 26th. That Monday night game that was announced or leaked against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we will be in Jacksonville December 4th, nice. Monday night game.
Should
week
be
14
easy.
14 for us, December 10th, Indianapolis Colts at home.
That should be hard.
Week No, that will not be hard. Week 15, which could be hard, is home against the Minnesota Vikings, but that game is currently TBD. The night before Christmas Eve, December 23rd, we'll have a 4:30 game in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Week 17, no surprise for us. New Year's Eve, the Bengals will be partying in Kansas City. Lucky them.
Yikes.
And then week 18 is the Cleveland Browns. Could
oh,
potentially
no, not
be
again,
a game for
Browns.
The division.
That could be something that decides the whole fate of the season. To answer, That's an easy well, win. Thank you, Bridget. That was
thank
beautifully
you.
Done.
That was great. I just want to say now, anybody who wants to access the schedule, Bridget is putting it on the Bengals website and everywhere.
Thank you,
else
Bridget.
On
Go ahead and put
media.
It up. Let
Go
other
ahead.
People access it.
You have our
we're
permission.
We're free with our information.
I got it.
Information, you know.
It's there.
And I would like to. I'd like to respond, Daddy-O, to if you could put up the $2 question. The trend, Rowdy Every Point, it has been for Jamar and T actually to be pretty comparable in terms of receiving yards in the past few years. around 1,000 for each of them. I think it was a little bit higher for Jamar. It was like 1046 or 47. And
well, he missed a lot of games. He missed a lot of games.
But my,
both of them did.
Yeah, they both did. And so my prediction for this coming year is going to be they're going to be close to each other. It's going to be higher than 1,100 for each of them.
Well, I think it's going to be higher than 1,400.
It's not. It's not. Because they're spreading the ball around that, yo. They got other people on the field. You can't keep.
Well, I think Joe Burrow is going to get close to 6,000 yards. So,
I'm going with 1146 for Jamar and 1197 for T. Higgins. Yes, I think T. Higgins is going to do more, not because of talent, but because that's just the new strategy.
I will go 1400 for Jamar and 1250 at least for T. Higgins, and then another 800 or so for Tyler Boyd, and we're going to have about 500 from Charlie Jones, a little bit from Trenton Irvin, and probably a little like 40.
Isn't Irwin gone?
Trenton Irvin? No.
Okay.
Trenton Irwin?
Yes. And then obviously Irv Smith will get another 500. Actually, I'm going to go higher with Jamar. Jamar will probably get 1,600 yards if he's completely healthy. Yeah.
Why not?
I was going to go 1,432 for Jamar and 1,287 for T.
So precise. Now, yeah. Daddy, what do we get if we were right? Do we get the $2 if we were right?
Well, these $2, whoever gets it right, I will split the proceeds between whoever gets it right and
the normal
me.
99-1 one split that we get for the show. You get
no.
Whoever
gets it right can get half, and I will take the other half.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, great.
Yeah.
A dollar,
and this is the thing. Any prediction you get precisely right, if someone pays us, I will split the proceeds.
So it's like the jelly bean jar. Yeah. So, Daddy, what should they put in the YouTube's comment section as we sign off and
what they should put in? Okay, so what they put in the comment is, what is your prediction for this season? What is our record going to be?
Why don't they answer the $2 question?
Yeah, what is the $2 question?
Why don't you answer in the comments how many yards you think that Jamar Chase and T. Higgins will get? And you put that in the comments.
Yeah.
And you answer in the comments.
Yeah, why don't you do that? But let's talk about their schedule too.
Oh my gosh, so you always do this. This is why the 17, comments thing never works.
17 games, okay? Bengals are probably going to go about 14-3. That's my prediction.
I think so. Yeah.
And then they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Or 13-4.
No. I said 13-4 last year.
Yeah.
I think we would have been if our Monday night game would have been played. So I'm going to carry 13-4 over again this season.
I'm with Bridget. I go 13-4.
I'm saying 14-3, and I think it's going to be high. Hold on. Everybody stop what you're doing. Another $2. Which games are you going to? Are you all going to or excited about? So Bridget is going to all the games.
She goes to all the
excited.
Games.
She's excited.
Well,
about
all the home games.
She goes to all the home games.
And the California she's games.
Representing the show.
I might be able to do the Rams. I am pretty sure I'm going to do Jacksonville.
And, here's and the Battle thing. Crane, Battle Crane, since you asked, I
Mr.
go
Battle
to
Crane.
Mr. Doctor, rather. Okay. I go to none of the games. But that's because I am what they call a prima donna, Battle Crane. And so they can't accommodate.
Let us predict which games we're going to be excited about. And whoever gets it right can have half of these $2.
You go first.
I think I'm going to be excited about, believe it or not, the Browns. I think the Bengals crushing the Browns is going to be very cathartic and it's going to feel good. And the Steelers. I think we're going to sweep the Steelers and the Browns. And that's going to feel really good.
It's going to be cathartic. And I think that the most exciting game for me, I'm guessing, is going to be against the Steelers. I love beating the Steelers. Exactly. It's our new thing. It's like our new little hobby. We used to always lose against the Steelers, and now we always beat them, and it's so tasty.
It's very good.
So I think I'm excited about the Vikings at home.
No, which one are you predicting you're going to be excited
about?
You can't say
I'm
what you're excited about now.
Oh,
so you're saying
sorry,
when the game happens, when
thought,
the game happens, you're going to be very pumped up during the game.
Yeah. Okay,
it's a prediction.
I predict I'm going to be pumped up during the Vikings game.
Vikings.
Because I am excited to see Chase and Jefferson.
That's actually a more intelligent response than what we offered.
I mean, yes, that's how it goes.
But that's a low bar.
I just want to say, I predict that there's going to be another $2. And so I don't want to end the show.
I know.
Because we're going to have another topic, that a $2 topic, the two next $2 question. Crane, who has the next $2 question?
I think Battle Crane has a yacht. That's what it looks like in the picture of Battle Crane. Battle Crane, if you have a yacht, would you call me? Because
Hold on. Here we go. Hold on. Everybody stop what you're doing.
Everybody
stop what you're doing. $2. We have the official prediction, the official stat line.
Wait, that's
for
what I said. I said those numbers. Do I get half the money?
Rowdy, every point, should we give him half the... Well, now it's $4. I can't give you $2.
Oh, God, no. I would feel guilty.
That's like two meals on the McDonald's. You could get two burgers on the McDonald's dollar menu.
Well, you know. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't, but...
No, I don't need
to. Hypothetically, so, someone could.
Yeah, Battle Crane, obviously... is living in the lap of luxury, and that is why he can throw around $2 like this. The question is Battle Crane a patron? Because you see the patrons at the bottom there.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out that we had a new patron last week. We couldn't talk about it because we had a big name guest, but his name is Yegata Geta Geta. Yegata Geta Geta.
Geta is a...
Geta Geta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the people who aren't from Ohio, what is Geta?
Battle Crane has just invited you to his boat, Dr. Hoji, just so you know.
Oh, thank you, Battle Crane. I need to be on a boat. I'll explain later why. I want to shoot a music video.
Battle Crane, can you put the people he needs in his music video?
I have the
can
crew. I have the crew. I have the actors. I just don't have the yacht. I used to have a yacht, but daddy will cut my salary. Our team identity is locked in. New pieces will follow suit. Going to be a strong 22 season. I hope so, Will Andrews.
Definitely.
And I want to thank everybody for what has been a wonderful show.
Very good show. Very strong direction.
Don't forget to subscribe. Thumbs up. Yeah. Like. Follow us. Twitter. Yeah. Everything you can.
Exactly.
Promote the show.
Exactly.
Follow Bridget at Bridget Jenkars. Right? Something like that.
That's right. Yes. Especially if you want all this Blink-182 content, which is my new persona.
Blink, for those who don't know, Blink-182 is a kind of punk rock that's called punk pop. It's poppy. It's punk.
It's poppy punk.
Yeah. And speaking of Pocky Pump or Hockey
Pop. This is funky pop.
Don't forget to subscribe. Turn on notifications. Go to patreon.com and become a patron. And I guess follow John. A2ZSports.com.
If you want legitimate information, follow John for sure. Yeah.
If you want vegan stuff, follow me at Hoji Smudge.
If you want Bengals attire suggestions, you can follow Bridget. And we'll see you next time. So long, Esfiti. Pais.
I want this playing at my funeral.
It's not copyrighted, so I can make that happen.
Yeah.